Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 21. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao, sono Katie. It's great to be back.
Ciao a tutti e io sono Francesca. Bentornati.
Ah, what a wonderful phrase to begin with. Bentornati. Cosa vuol dire, Francesca, bentornati?
Vuol dire welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. Literally, good returned. And it's one of those interesting phrases that you need to change depending on who you're talking to. If you're talking to a male person, you would say...
Bentornato.
If you were talking to a female person...
Bentornata.
If you were talking to lots of female people...
Bentornate.
And if you were talking to lots of male people or a group of mixed gender, you would say...
Bentornati.
And that's, of course, what we're saying to you. Bentornati. Welcome back. I hope that you've had a brilliant summer, that you've been taking the opportunity to practice some of your Italian and indeed using the materials that we've made available to help you get ready to join us again for another 20 lessons to finish off Season 1. Now, of course, if you're listening to this at another time in the future and it's not the end of the summer, then you'll not have a clue what we're talking about. But when we've been releasing this as we go along, then we're just over the summer and Francesca was off in Italy over the summer.
Of course.
And we've been very busy with some holidays and some work over the summer too. It's time to get on with today's lesson. Last time, in fact, in the last few lessons, we've been looking at transport. We've been looking at talking about the platform that the train leaves from and all that kind of thing. And we've also been asking to buy tickets and validate our tickets. And we've also learned how to ask when the train leaves and when the train arrives.
Yes, but Mark, we didn't actually learn how to say what time is it. So can we do that today?
Okay, we'll add that to the list of things that we are going to cover in this lesson. And the other topic that we're going to be covering in this lesson is a very important topic, regardless of the season of the year, Francesca. It's...
Il tempo.
Il tempo, which, yes, it does mean the time, but it also means...
The weather.
The weather. And one final thing to say, if this happens to be the first lesson of Coffee Break Italian you've listened to, then you should know that there are 20 lessons that you can catch up on now simply by heading over to our website at coffeebreakitalian.com. Okay, I think it's time to get started on today's lesson. Siamo pronti?
Sì.
Sì, cominciamo.
Okay, to answer Katie's question, Katie had asked how we say what time is it? Francesca, how do we say what time is it in Italian?
We can either say che ora è or che ore sono.
Let's listen to both of those versions again. They both mean exactly the same thing and are completely interchangeable. So listen again to the first option.
Che ora è?
Che ora è?
And the second option?
Che ore sono?
Che ore sono?
So literally, we have here, what hour is it? Or what hours are they?
Yes.
Che ora è o che ore sono? So, to answer the question, we can use the many phrases that we learned in lesson 19. For example, it's 4 o'clock. Katie, can you remember how you would say it's 4 o'clock?
Sono le quattro.
Sono le quattro. What about it's 2:30?
Sono le due e mezzo.
Sono le due e mezzo or?
E le due e mezza.
We've got two options there. Sono le due e mezzo or sono le due e mezza. Mm-hmm. What about it's 1:53? Katie?
È l'una e 1:53?
Bravissima, Katie. Ricorda tutto.
She remembers everything. È l'una e 1:53. It's 1:53.
Sì.
Perfetto. So, okay, now you know how to say what time is it. And we've got two options for that. Che ora è or che ore sono. Let's now move on to the main topic for today. And as Francesca said earlier, that is il tempo, which is the weather. Il tempo. Now, when I was on my way up to the studio in Glasgow this morning, I was driving up and it was an absolutely beautiful morning. In fact, down in Ayrshire by the coast, c'è il sole. What do you think that might mean? C'è il sole. Katie, can you work out literally what it would mean?
Well, c'è is there is, I think.
Exactly, like c'è un ristorante qui vicino. Is there or there is a restaurant in the vicinity?
Exactly. And il sole, I'm guessing, is it's sunny. So there is the sun.
There is the sun. Yes, exactly. So il sole is the sun. C'è il sole means there is the sun. So when we want to say it's sunny, we can say
c'è il sole.
C'è il sole.
And you can run the words together, just like Francesca did there. C'è il sole.
C'è il sole.
Okay, so literally, there is the sun. And we can use this expression in different ways when we're talking about weather. We could say, there is the sun, c'è il sole. But on my arrival in Glasgow this morning, I discovered that it was thick pea soup fog everywhere. So there is fog would be
c'è la nebbia.
Listen again to that.
C'è la nebbia.
C'è la nebbia.
So I could say, a Ayr, dove abito, c'è il sole, ma a Glasgow, dove lavoro, c'è la nebbia.
Sì.
Okay, let's put this into the context of an Italian weather forecast and imagine that in Brescia, it's foggy, but in Vicenza, it's sunny.
Okay.
Okay, so let's hear this.
A Brescia c'è la nebbia, ma a Vicenza c'è il sole.
Okay, Katie, so that's Brescia and Vicenza. Can you give us the weather forecast for Brescia and Vicenza?
I can try. A Brescia c'è la nebbia, ma a Vicenza c'è il sole.
Perfetto.
Brava, Katie.
So, c'è il sole and c'è la nebbia. Now, Francesca, there's another weather forecast that we can give using that same expression.
Sì, c'è il vento.
Ah, now, Katie, I'm sure with your mastery of other languages, you can work out exactly what c'è il vento means.
I'm going to go for it's windy.
It's windy. Literally, there is wind. So let's try saying these three expressions one more time. It's sunny.
C'è il sole.
C'è il sole.
It's foggy.
C'è la nebbia.
C'è la nebbia.
And it's windy.
C'è il vento.
C'è il vento.
And in each case, we can run those words together. C'è il vento, c'è il sole, c'è la nebbia. And also, it's worth pointing out that you might hear these phrases sometimes without the definite article. So you might hear for it's foggy.
C'è nebbia.
Or it's windy.
C'è vento.
Or it's sunny.
C'è sole.
So a different way of expressing yourself when you're talking about weather. Now, we don't always use c'è for weather because we also have other verbs that we can use. And particularly, there's a very common verb that you know well, and that is the verb fare. So we can combine fare with other things and say, for example, it's warm.
Fa caldo.
Fa caldo.
So literally, it makes heat. Fa caldo. Fa caldo. Or it's cold.
Fa freddo.
Fa freddo.
So it's warm. Fa caldo. It's cold. Fa freddo. And we can also say it's nice weather using that same fare verb.
Fa bello.
Fa bello.
And that word bello literally means beautiful. So it makes beautiful. Obviously, we're talking really about the tempo. Fa bel tempo. It's beautiful weather or just fa bello.
Fa bello. Fa bel tempo.
Francesca, what's the opposite of it's beautiful weather?
Brutto.
Brutto. That's an ugly word to describe ugly, isn't it?
Yes.
So we can say it's not nice weather,
fa brutto.
Fa brutto.
Or
fa brutto tempo.
Fa brutto tempo.
Okay, so four more weather items. It's nice weather. It's beautiful weather.
Fa bello.
Fa bello.
It's not nice weather.
Fa brutto.
Fa brutto.
It's cold.
Fa freddo.
Fa freddo.
And it's hot.
Fa caldo.
Fa caldo.
And of course, we can change how hot it is by using words like very.
Molto.
Or quite.
Abbastanza.
See, that's a tricky one. Abbastanza. So let's try saying it's very hot, Katie.
Fa molto caldo.
Fa molto caldo. And can you try saying it's quite cold?
Fa abbastanza freddo.
Brava.
Fa abbastanza freddo.
Fa abbastanza freddo.
Just watch the abbastanza.
Abbastanza.
Okay, abbastanza.
Abbastanza.
Okay, always remember to bounce on that. Abbastanza.
Abbastanza.
Fa abbastanza freddo.
Fa abbastanza freddo.
Fa abbastanza freddo.
Perfetto. Okay, Katie, can you remember how you say it's sunny?
C'è il sole.
Esatto. So we've got c'è for sunny, windy and foggy. And then we use fa for hot, cold, nice and not nice weather. All right so far?
So far so good.
Excellent. There are probably a few other types of weather, perhaps two other types of weather in particular that we're very used to here in Scotland.
Yep, I was just going to ask. I need to know how to say it's snowing.
It's snowing, okay. It's snowing is a lovely word.
Do you like it?
I love that word, yeah.
Nevica.
Nevica.
I just think it sounds like snow falling. Nevica.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm having
the snow doesn't fall like that in Scotland.
No, it doesn't really. So we've got it's snowing.
Nevica.
Nevica.
And the other Scottish word. It's raining.
Piove.
Piove.
Okay, so let's try those two words again. It's snowing.
Nevica.
Nevica.
And it's raining.
Piove.
Piove.
Excellent.
So am I right in thinking that those are verbs themselves rather than it's snowing or it's raining?
Exactly. In fact, piove comes from the verb
piovere,
to rain. So it's got its own verb. All right, piovere meaning to rain, so we get piove. And likewise, nevica comes from
nevicare,
the verb to snow. So nevica meaning it snows or it's snowing, coming from the verb nevicare, to snow. However, with nice weather, bad weather, hot weather, cold weather, sun, fog and wind, we use the other expressions, either c'è for sun, fog and wind, or fa for all the nice weather, bad weather, warm weather or cold weather. Tutto bene?
Sì.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. I think it's time to put Katie and our listeners to the test here.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if we can do some weather forecasts again. Okay, let's see if we can say in Rome it's warm and sunny.
Yes, somewhere hot.
We'll give our listeners some time to think about it. So, Katie, I've got a question for you. We've not actually looked at the question yet, but the question is, che tempo fa a Roma?
A Roma fa caldo e c'è il sole.
Molto bene. A Roma fa caldo e c'è il sole.
Excellent. Okay, let's try number two. We'll go up to Bressanone.
Oh.
Up in the Austrian border, almost. Uh-huh. And in Bressanone, it's snowing and it's windy. Okay, Katie?
A Bressanone nevica e c'è il vento.
Perfetto.
A Bressanone nevica e c'è il vento.
I'm sure if it's snowing then it will be freddo as well.
Fa freddo.
Sì,
I'm so used to saying that here, I just had to get that in.
Francesca, you used a new word there.
Freddissimo,
very cold. And you can also use the same kind of expression with hot.
Sì, caldissimo.
So that's when you take an adjective and you add the issimo ending and it makes it extra hot or extra cold. Fa freddissimo e nevica a Bressanone oggi.
Sì.
Okay, let's try one more. Let's try in Ventimiglia. It's foggy, but it's quite warm. So, in Ventimiglia, it's foggy, but it's quite warm. Katie?
I've been there. It wasn't foggy when I was there. A Ventimiglia c'è la nebbia e fa abbastanza caldo.
Quasi perfetto. You said in Ventimiglia it's foggy and quite warm, which was very good. You got the abbastanza caldo, perfetto. But I had actually said, but quite warm.
So it's
ma, not e, but ma. So let's try the whole thing. In Ventimiglia, it's foggy, but quite warm.
A Ventimiglia c'è la nebbia, ma c'è, no, fa abbastanza caldo.
Perfetto.
Molto bene. A Ventimiglia c'è la nebbia, ma fa abbastanza caldo.
Okay, brilliant. Now, that question that I was asking each time, che tempo fa? Listen again to the question.
Che tempo fa?
What's the weather like? Che tempo fa? Now, if you're on vacation in Italy or indeed any other Italian-speaking area in Switzerland or in other countries, then you might want to know what the weather is like today. So you could say, che tempo fa oggi? You get up out of your hotel bed, you open the windows, che tempo fa oggi? And then you'll know what the weather is like and what events and what things you'll be able to do on that day. But you might also be thinking, what is the weather going to be like tomorrow? Or what's the weather like tomorrow? Just a straightforward present tense question.
Che tempo fa domani?
Domani is a word that we've come across before. It means tomorrow. And you might be wondering, why are we using a present tense when we're talking about tomorrow? Because tomorrow is obviously in the future. Well, the fact is that in Italian, we can use the present tense when we're talking about the future in this sense. So, for example, I can say, oggi fa freddo, ma domani fa caldo.
Sì.
So today it's cold, but tomorrow it's sunny. And this is really because we've mentioned the word domani. We know that we're talking about tomorrow. And therefore, we can say domani fa caldo, or domani piove, domani nevica, and so on. Tutto bene?
Sì.
Ottimo. Now, it's time to return to our caffè culturale, our cultural cafe spot, where we are going to be talking this week about somewhere where it's very, very often warm. Fa caldo quasi tutto il tempo,
caldissimo.
No? Caldissimo. We're talking today about a particular part of Italy. So over to Francesca.
Okay. So today I'm going to talk to you about l'isola più grande d'Italia, the largest island in Italy. Any ideas what it might be? Sì, la Sicilia, Sicily. It's situated right at the bottom of the boot of the mainland, on the west, near the toe.
There isn't a bridge, non c'è un ponte, to connect the island to the rest of Italy. So if you want to visit Sicily, you would need to fly or get a ferry. Se volete visitare la Sicilia, dovete prendere un aereo o un traghetto. In fact, even the train, il treno, drives onto the ferry, il traghetto, and then continues its journey when the boat has arrived at the island. Before the unification of Italy in 1861, did you get that? 1861, the country was made up of many independent states. And so many Sicilian people like that they are not connected to the mainland because they want to protect their heritage. Sometimes they even go so far as to say that first they are Sicilian and then Italian. Sicily is, of course, the home of the highest active volcano in Europe, il Monte Etna. Mount Etna, and as well as the largest volcano, it also has the largest opera house in the whole of Italy. Il Teatro Massimo is found in Palermo, the island's capital, il capoluogo dell'isola. Okay, that's all, and I look forward to telling you more information about Italia the next time.
Grazie, Francesca.
Prego.
As we've been learning to talk about the different types of weather in Italian, can we also learn about the seasons of the year?
Absolutely. We need to know how to say that in summer it's warm and sunny, in winter it's cold and it snows. At least it does in this part of the world. I know that in other parts of the world it's not quite like that. But let's learn the seasons of the year. So first of all, let's look at spring.
La primavera.
La primavera.
That must be familiar to you, Kitty.
Yes, a little
bit. Just a little bit. It's very similar to the Spanish, which would be?
Primavera.
Primavera. Uh-huh. So la primavera, it means the first greenness, literally, in a sense.
Yes.
Yeah, la primavera. What about summer?
L'estate.
L'estate.
And just to be clear, that's E-S-T-A-T-E. So it's L apostrophe. L'estate.
L'estate.
What about autumn or fall?
L'autunno.
L'autunno.
So very similar to the English. Autunno, autumn, l'autunno. And winter?
L'inverno.
L'inverno.
So that's winter. And to say in the winter or in the summer, we just say?
In.
So in inverno, mm-hmm. In winter, fa freddo e nevica. And we are going to turn it over to you, because what we'd like you to do is tell us what the weather's like in your part of the world. You can say, oggi fa freddo, today it's cold. Or you can tell us a little more. For example, in inverno fa freddo e nevica. Or in estate piove.
Sì.
Whatever it happens to be. We look forward to reading your responses. But that's where we're going to leave it for this episode. So we hope that it was worth the wait, that you've enjoyed this episode of Coffee Break Italian, and that you can now talk about the weather. Let's face it, when you're talking about the weather, it's always a great talking point. So that will give you more opportunities to talk to locals when you're travelling in an Italian-speaking place. Now, this episode contains lots of useful information if you'd like a written version of all this, also to be able to access our video version and get access to the bonus episode, the bonus audio episode. You can head over to coffeebreakitalianplus.com and find out more there. We've put some new videos on YouTube, so just search for Coffee Break Italian on YouTube and you'll find our videos. And you can also find us, obviously, on the website, where you can share all your thoughts on Coffee Break Italian.
As Mark's already said, why don't you let us know what the weather's like in your part of the world on our Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Learn Italian.
È tutto per oggi, grazie mille e arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao a tutti.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.